The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
The most popular show on Earth right now has one simple rule: avoid elimination. While the consequences for the Dodgers might not be as dire as those in Squid Game, this team has seen the brink quite a bit. Luckily, player number 3 for Los Angeles was ready to compete. Also, the NBA throws out its latest Twitter bait, and boy, did this chum hook quite a few fish. Top 75 ever? Sure. George, Woody, Justin, Frank, let's go around the mansion. It's Friday.
It's actually top 76.
Let's get after it.
True. Yeah.
Yes.
That's
top
a good
76.
Point.
Make it 77.
I feel like
78.
I also feel like this was the original Squid Game.
The first one came on the first pitch. The next two came on 2 strike counts. Chris Taylor was locked in last night, and he became the 11th player to hit 3 home runs in a postseason game, one of whom, coincidentally, was in front of him in the lineup Thursday, Albert Pujols. The Dodgers won their 7th straight elimination game, and after Dodgers reliever Evan Phillips said, quote, "A win tonight really swings the momentum in our favor," end quote. Now we head back to Atlanta. I need not remind you of that city's history of blowing leads. George, has the momentum officially shifted in this series, or are the Braves still on the front foot for the final two?
It has officially shifted, in my opinion, because you've got Walker Buehler in Game 7, potentially, and you've got Max Scherzer coming up in Game 6. I don't care that he told you his arm was dead. I think he could be playing possum, and even if his arm was dead, is there a guy in this era that you want on the mound more so than him, considering the type of competitor he's been historically? I don't think there's another answer to that. Here's the other thing, the depth this Dodgers team has. Justin Turner's out, no problem. Clayton Kershaw's out, no problem. They find ways to plug guys in. And we saw that yesterday with their 5, 6, and 7 hitters. You mentioned Chris Taylor, but Pollock had a big game. Albert Pujols had a big game for the Los Angeles Dodgers, okay? At this stage of his career. So this team is sitting in the catbird seat as far as I'm concerned.
Woody Page.
I thought George was here. I didn't know Plasky was sitting in that first window there talking about the Dodgers there. The most overused word in all of sports is momentum. Momentum is tomorrow's pitcher or who's in the lineup. It's not about the fact that the Dodgers are, and I've been following this game for 70 years. When you are down 3-2 and you're going to the city and play 2 games, and they have a lead of 3-2, and the momentum is on your side, give me a break. That's not happening. You forgot to mention, by the way, George, that on if there is a 7th game, the guy's pitching who's pitched twice in this series and done successfully well when he's on the mound. So I think you're talking about a team that doesn't have the injuries like the Dodgers do that you mentioned and has the home field advantage. Of course, the momentum has not changed. It's with the Braves.
All right. I was trying to follow that. Now I know. You've got the Bravos. Justin Tinsley.
Look, I understand the collapse that Atlanta had last year. It happened on a neutral field. And yes, they're 1-5 in LA this year, and they're 4-1 in Atlanta versus the Dodgers. I get that. But as you said, the Dodgers have won 7 straight elimination games, and the most disloyal thing in all of sports is momentum. Look, I love Albert Pujols going 2-for-4 last night. That was another great moment to an already Hall of Fame career. But bruh, Chris Taylor? Look, Clinton, you'll get this. The word clutch in sports is thrown around way too much, like classic in music. It's watered down and overused. But that was clutch in every sense of the word. 3 homers in an elimination game for your team, you just don't see that. And another thing that was clutch about the Dodgers, they had 11 hits with 2 strikes. So if I'm a Dodgers fan, I'm feeling great going into this. You got Scherzer and potentially Buehler in Game 7. You don't want to be on the road, but if you got to be on the road, those are the 2 guys you want on the mound.
Bring up 2-strike hitting, you're getting to the cockles of my heart. Frank Isola.
I love how the Dodgers needed, you know, a minor miracle with the Bellinger home run. And then last night they're down 2-0 at the top of the first. And George is trying to sit here telling you, no problem, no problem. I'm sure that's what Dave Roberts was thinking, no problem. But George is right about this. There's no one else in baseball I'd rather have pitching game six than Max Scherzer. I don't care what he says about his arm. It's all about here, right in his heart. You know he's going to go out there and pitch a big-time game. And if you're the Braves, you blew it because you had a bullpen game against the Dodgers, and you were up 2-0. You got blown out. You talk about that lineup, hitters 5, 6, 7, and 8, they were combined. They had 12 hits, 5 of them home runs for the Dodgers. That lineup's getting hot.
Sedano, last word.
Here's the other part of the equation, and Justin alluded to it, which is all of a sudden, if the Braves lose game six, it all starts to creep back. Oh, my God, are they going to blow another 3 games yep. to 1 lead? Gas bags like the four of us will be piling on them, and the pressure will mount. And it's not just the Braves' history. It's, let's face it, the history of the city of Atlanta riding on some of this stuff, too.
I can't believe you guys think that Scherzer is sandbagging about his arm and just blew an entire game. Woody, quickly.
Yeah, I would just want to say Atlanta's going to go to the World Series. They deserve that after having the All-Star game taken out of their city.
All right, moving right along, we've got more baseball. Let's do it again, shall we? That's what the Red Sox and Astros are saying to each other as a starting pitching rematch from Game 2 happens again tonight, once again in Houston. Dusty Baker's offense has been on a tear, and Alex Cora's bullpen choices have been quizzical at best. But the rookie Luis Garcia is coming off a bad start and an injury. And he gets another shot at Nate Eovaldi for the Sox. Frank, can the Red Sox stay alive on the road tonight?
Well, history is on Boston's side. They've been in 6 Game 6s before in the ALCS. They're 6-0 in those games. What's not on their side right now is offense. You look at what Houston's been able to do. They have won 5 games already in the postseason by 5 or more runs. And then you have Boston. You know, they went 14 innings in this series without producing a run. I don't know what has happened to Hunter Renfroe, but remember, just like the Dodgers, there's a lot of character on this team with the Boston Red Sox. Never count them out, especially with Eovaldi on the mound.
Sedano.
Clinton, if you look at this series, the Astros, when they lost their 2 games, they were a minus 13 as far as runs were concerned. They're plus 15 in the last 2 games. That's a 28-run turnaround. To Frank's point, that offense has been insane. Now, the one thing they don't have going for them is Garcia and his 24.5 ERA in this particular matchup. But I do think the Astros have flipped this. Certainly, the percentages are in their favor. They're an 81% chance to win this particular series. I just don't know if Boston can muster enough offense to keep up with the Astros.
Woody, do you think the Bo Sox can get it together?
No, not at all. I think they're headed toward their destiny, which is to lose. It's not going to take the Astros using garbage cans to beat the Red Sox. The Red Sox are the garbage team, but they've shown it the last 2 games. You've got a better relief staff that is well-rested with the Houston Astros based on the last game. You've got a better offensive team. They've shown it throughout the series, even though Red Sox have won 2 games. You've got the better manager. We know that he is 6 times in his career, Rusty Baker has been ahead in series and gave it up. Well, that's got to come to an end at some point. That's going to happen in this game tonight. They're not even going to get to a 7th game to give the Red Sox an opportunity to come back. So give me the Astros to end it now.
I'm not sure who Rusty Baker is, but Dusty Baker is a great manager. Justin Tinsley.
Look, this feels like a game Houston should win. They've got the better bullpen, and they've basically rendered Boston's hitting obsolete the last 2 games. But Boston led the majors in comeback wins this year. And Boston has this thing where they love backing themselves into a corner and come fighting back. I don't know why they do this to themselves, but they've done it all season. As Woody just mentioned, Dusty Baker, he doesn't have the greatest track record in closeout games in the playoffs. His teams are 7-9. And they have the pitching advantage going into 6. You just mentioned Garcia. He hasn't done squat this postseason. I'm an agent of chaos, Clinton.
Okay.
I want to see Eovaldi force a game 7 on short rest, and wherever the chips fall from there, they fall.
All right. I mean, you know, listen, Dusty Baker is the man's name. His real name is Johnny B, just in case you didn't know that. Anyway, moving right along, we've got football. The 31st quarterback the Browns have had since 1999 got it done last night, and the Browns are back above 500. Case Keenum stayed upright, and D'Ernest Johnson powered his way to eke out a win against Woody's lowly Broncos. Speaking of D'Ernest, Baker Mayfield gave perhaps the most
detailed self-injury report I've ever heard in my life in the NFL. He told Fox Sports that he suffered a tuberosity fracture in his left shoulder, in addition to the torn labrum, which is preventing the rotator cuff from firing. I guess that clears that up. What a mouthful. Anyway, Woody, can the Browns survive with Case Keenum, D'Ernest Johnson for a bit, or was this just one game?
It's just one game. What a difference a D makes, and I'm talking about D'Ernest Johnson as opposed to Ernest Byner, who in 1988 fumbled at the goal line. Yes, D'Ernest Johnson went for 146 yards last night, a touchdown. Is it going to last? No. I saw Case Keenum here in Denver for an entire season that finished 6-10. He's a guy that can get you a win. That's what I mean, a win, not a bunch of wins. When you've got a lineup that features four or five teams that you're going to play that have a chance to be in the playoffs, you're trying to be in the playoffs, you're probably going to be the fourth best team. That involves the Bengals in that division. So unless they can get Baker Mayfield back, unless they can get both wide receivers healthy, both running backs healthy, their offensive line healthy, they got no chance whatsoever to extend it. Plus, after playing one lousy team in the Broncos.
A lot of unlesses. Justin Tinsley.
Yeah, I mean, all things considered, man, that was an impressive win last night by the Browns. So kudos to Stefanski, Keenum, and Johnson. Keenum and Johnson can keep them afloat. He's proven that he can win games in the NFL. He played in the NFC title game for once. And Johnson went crazy last night with 146 yards. But as Woody just alluded to, I think this team is way too ravaged by injuries to really turn this thing completely around. At best, they're the third best team in their division. There's just too many great to good teams in that division. And they got to at least win three of their next four games to even stay afloat.
Frank, is there too much traffic in their division to get to the playoffs?
You know what? The division is obviously a lot better. The story of D'Ernest Johnson's incredible. The guy was in the Alliance of American Football, which sounds like an insurance company. But, you know, Case Keenum and Justin mentioned it. The last time he was partnered with Kevin Stefanski was with Minnesota. Kevin Stefanski was a quarterback coach. They went 11-3 with Case Keenum as a starter. So for Woody to sit there and say they can't do it, I think he certainly can do it. And the way Baker Mayfield was standing there, he looked uncomfortable just standing still. I don't know if we're going to see him again this season.
Donna, what do you think about the Browns?
Somewhere Jeff Fisher's got a tear in his eye saying, see, this is why I brought Case Keenum to L.A. to play for the Rams. I'm with Frank on this one. And Justin, I think he could keep them afloat. To me, the Baker injury is obviously important because the quarterback position is the most important position. But if they can get their stable of running backs healthy, we know how good that defense is. We saw it particularly in the first half. So I like their chances to stay afloat until Baker potentially gets done.
Sedano's in the lead. But before we go, can we take just a minute to appreciate a genuinely cool moment in sports? I know we see a guy like D'Ernest Johnson ball out and we immediately ask if it's sustainable or how important it is. But check this out. Last night after the game on the podium, what a moment.
You're just, you know, LeBron shouted you out on Twitter.
You big time.
That's big time right there.
LeBron?
Yeah.
Man, well, that's my favorite basketball player. I ain't gonna lie to you. LeBron? LeBron? Yeah. But it's big time.
That's why sports are the coolest. We'll be right back,
though. That's cool.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, It's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
You guys ready for the NBA 75 list? Well, if you're not, I'm going to light you up and get you in the mood. Everyone from the NBA 50 list made it, plus 26 others. I guess ties go to the runner. Every NBA MVP except for Derrick Rose and Nikola Jokic made it too. But I will remind you, if you want to add someone who was snubbed, you gotta take someone off the list who made it. George, any amendments you'd care to offer?
All right, I say this with the utmost respect to Damian Lillard. He just doesn't have the resume or the accolades of some of these other guys. Not to say that he won't get there eventually. I think he will, and he'll be in that 100 list, or he would be on my 100 list. But Dwight Howard's omission seems to be something that sticks out to me. Look at his first 10 years. You compare him with any other big man in the sport, and he's right up there with the guys on that list. And I'm old enough to remember that at one point we actually debated LeBron versus Dwight as the best player in the NBA.
Woody Page.
Can my Nuggets get any love? And I'm not talking about Kevin. How about Alex English? He didn't make the 50th. He should have made the 75th. The guy scored more points than anybody else in the league in the 1980s. What about the most valuable player of last year? Only two of them are not on the list. Derrick Rose and the Joker. And what about Chauncey Billups, Mr. Big Shot? You leaving those guys off? No way.
Justin Tinsley.
Yeah, I'm taking off Bill Walton and adding Dwight. I mean, Bill Walton missed three seasons due to injury. But, yo, I want to shout out Dominique Wilkins.
Yes.
He wasn't on the 50 list, and he deserves to be on this 75 list. He's one of the greatest offensive players this league has ever seen, and it's not his fault. He played in the Eastern Conference with the Bad Boys Pistons, Bird Celtics, and young MJ and the Bulls. And he tore his Achilles the same year the Dream Team was finalized. He deserved this honor. He deserves these flowers.
Tremendously handsome man, too, with great hair as well. Frank Isola.
Woody forgets that Carmelo Anthony played for the Nuggets, although he is right about Alex English. Here's my thing about Dwight Howard. He beat LeBron James to get to an NBA Finals. Anthony Davis had to join LeBron to win an NBA championship. As for Damian Lillard, terrific player, but Klay Thompson, come on now. How about some of the playoff series he's had? Plus, he has to defend the other team's best guard. I'm putting Klay Thompson on that list.
Okay, I like these takes. Y'all are coming with the real correct. We got some more basketball here. More NBA first looks last night. The Hawks hosted and decimated Luka and the Mavs. Atlanta picked up where they left off last year. And in Miami, it was a culture fest. Tyler, of course, the hero, Tyler, the creator, 27, 6, and 5 in 24 minutes. Miami blasting the defending champs by 42 points. Woody, who are you expecting more from this season, the Hawks or the Heat?
It's the Hawks. Once Nate McMillan took over there last year, you saw what they did in the postseason, and it's even gotten better. The defense has with this year, particularly with Hunter and the job he did last night. And you know about Trae Young. Cam Reddish has come back and doing a great job. Collins is a nice player. They average 25 years old, and look at what they're able to do.
And they can still hang with Woody Page, too, at that young. Justin Tinsley.
Yeah, I'm going with Atlanta as well, man. Atlanta, bro, they're just really tapping into how good they will be and will be in the future. Look, they have a great mix of young players and veterans. I love Lou Will and Danilo Gallinari on that team. And I think Cam Reddish has a chance to be the breakout young player in the league this year. You know, he's just 22 years old. He had 20 points off the bench last night.
Yeah, Frank Isola.
The Miami media tweeted more about that game last night than they did during the entire four-game sweep. In fact, I think they've yet to report that the Heat got swept. That being said, the Miami Heat is legit, especially with Kyle Lowry on that team.
George Sedano.
I expect more of them.
The Atlanta Hawks are the deeper team, okay? They are the deeper team. They may have a better regular season record, but this Miami team was built to win a championship now. They got a bunch of win now guys. Kyle Lowry has made that offense look tremendous. They've got P.J. Tucker in there. They got a bunch of dogs on this team. They know they have guys that can defend. It doesn't have to be Jimmy Butler anymore,
right,
taking
dogs
on both the best player on the other side on defense and having to carry a load on offense. Tyler Hero's ascension, we're seeing it now, and Bam's ascension.
Bam is a good
both
player.
Things are big for the Miami Heat.
Well, and Jrue Holiday didn't play.
Thank you, Frank, for that addition, since we were all, you know, we all watched the game.
But we're talking about the moving forward, not just yesterday.
George, I appreciate it.
No, I know you don't want
good
to go back
to see
to
you.
Last year.
Justin, I know you got things to do, my brother. I like the way the rib sweater is looking tonight. But two old guys, Woody Page, Frank Isola. Showdown is coming up.
That shirt is old.